Sure.
Everyone, it's Joseph Blanchett, Casey McDonald, and Mark Schneider. And
Got my name
we can
right.
never let us introduce ourselves.
And we're the Toonworks guys, and we just wanted to give you a
you
little
notice Chris Bow isn't here.
Chris Bow's never on these. He's a
he's joking.
He's an honorary member. but we just want to give a little update on our cartoon stuff since we actually haven't put anything out in a while, but we've given a few updates, but we just wanted to tell you guys where things are at and why they're taking so long. And maybe make this a semi-regular thing and maybe have our own podcast
be nice.
For it and stuff like that. So
I mean the goal is to get more stuff out the quicker. To
well,
people,
that's always
even
the
if it's like just a podcast. So I mean I like the big cartoons, but I feel like they're so slow.
So they're gonna take months to do.
I'm gonna open up that big journal post we did when we released the new the newest Wonder short.
Yeah. I don't think anybody read it because it was a big wall of text. Mm.
So
yeah.
So that was also, to you that was also 3 months 2 months ago.
Oh.
To the day. So
yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
We're slower making podcasts than cartoons.
Okay, so here is where we're at on Wonders episode 3. Long story short, Chris Bow is really busy in real life, so we haven't really seen the progress we really wanted to see in that particular cartoon.
I mean, and speaking more about animation, too, I think that me and Mark would get kind of hard on the guy when he goes to make things, and
I'm
we'll
always
point
very
out
nice,
little
though.
Flaws, like well, yeah, but I mean, when Mark animates, there's like a really big attention to detail. I mean, you can see that on the episodes. And
very...
with Chris, it's not bad. I mean, like, I'm sure if you set them side by side, you'd never really notice, like just as a viewer. But like, we notice because we just see little things here and there, and like, he just animates in a different style. So we were pointing all things like, oh, you should make this character do that, and this character do this, and I think that would bog him down a lot. Like, he was trying to do a lot of things he doesn't normally do, or he was really paying attention to small things. So like, we, you know, like 2 weeks go by, and I was like, hey, what's the progress on your episode? And then like, he'd be like, oh yeah, I've been doing stuff a little bit every day, you know, take a look at it. And I'd open it up, and it'd be like, you know, Quentin's hair has been changed for like 10 seconds. I'm like, that's it? That's all you've done? You know,
which,
so,
granted, does take a while. You did have to fix up Root 2's face, and that took you a while to do.
Yeah. So,
yeah, but it took like...
It was our hopes to have that episode close to being done by now. But as it stands, it's not even halfway done.
It's getting about halfway.
It's kind of it's almost halfway. At the halfway point. But, so that's... That wasn't moving as fast as we hoped. So what we're doing is Casey is helping with some of the scenes. Like, I'm sure basically like half it's going to be animated by Casey at this point. And it's not really Chris's fault. I mean, he's been really busy with work stuff, and it just didn't meet the schedule we wanted to hit.
Yeah,
so, unfortunate, but since
yep.
the speed is
so
sped up now.
At the same time, however, there is a bonus to this, and that is that. Because this one was taking a while, we did get episode 4 written and voiced, and we got an animatic for it and everything, and Mark is beginning to animate that. So there's a good chance that, like, this hasn't hindered our progress overall. Like, we're still working on future episodes, and it's likely that we're going to have episode 3 and 4 almost back-to-back, which will probably pay off in the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
So episode 4, Mark is animating that. Yeah, he did the first two episodes. And
and the first two shorts. Don't
like
forget
Casey
about
said,
the shorts.
Well, yes. But like Casey said, it'll probably be released probably pretty close to each other. I would say like almost I'd be surprised if they're like a month apart.
If even that, yeah.
Which means there's going to be another long wait for the other episodes. But
maybe we'll see what happens. I mean, it's in
episode
the future.
4. Just so you guys know, is going to be well over 16, 17 minutes long, more than likely.
Yeah, it's probably going to be 14 to 16 minutes once we add in bonus scenes, menus, and...
It's not really... Yeah, like, we don't know about the credits and all
credits
that.
Credits and stuff like that.
So, we'll talk about this, you know, when we have to release it, but our attempts at making a short 5 to 6 minute episode totally failed with episode 4. Which I think kind of showed...
It's so good, though.
Yeah, like, I think... I take that as how we got more comfortable as writers... setting up a story, but the problem is we got good at it making long episodes, not short ones.
We are much better as with the slower paced, longer story oriented episodes. Even with comedy.
Episode 3 is a little bit longer than 2, but it's still pretty reasonable.
We still had to cut a bunch out, and I think at the end we kind of we're like, okay, we got to get to the ending, so let's just go there. But we'll see once it's done how it all strings together.
So
I think it's still going to be a good episode.
Going onwards, we're going to try not to do a 15-minute episode again unless like we really...
What?
Well, I mean, we all have different ideas about what they should be, but episode 3 and... Well, 3 is kind of in production. Episode 4 is starting production, but all the voices are done. And we apologize for the wait, because I know some people have been wondering about that.
Really angry? Where's your movie?
Yeah, like, we think with episode 3, especially episode 4, that like people will finally get what this series is about. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Especially with 3 and 4.
I mean... 3 is like good old... fashion character episode. It introduces the last character. We've released pictures and stuff.
I mean, this,
so
like, this actually
last major character.
Yeah, the last major character.
Some
and
smaller ones.
We've released pictures and stuff. Like the newest character is a robot called Root 2. He's a gold robot with a big cyclops eye. And he's voiced by Chris Niosi. So it's gonna be fun. A clean droid. He's like the last clean robot.
You can't say droid because that's trademarked by Lucasfilm. Or android.
Call them bots in this, in Wonders.
Broid, even.
Broids?
Broids.
Yeah, so he's a clean robot. He's the last one left on the ship. And do you want to tell him why robots? Like there aren't a lot of robots in the ship?
Well, I imagine The short answer is that humans are replacing them.
Okay, well that's what it's
Yeah.
So instead of long bots replacing humans in this universe, it's humans are so cheap to maintain that they're all the robots.
You gotta program robots.
Yeah.
You gotta give them AI. You gotta make
teach them
user
morals
friendly.
And all that.
You don't need that for the humans. You just need like a large whip and maybe
it's a lot less likely for a human to go crazy and kill everyone than it is a robot.
Well, humans, they're not threatening. They only have 2 legs and 2 arms and 2 eyes. They're not like an alien, which has, like, you know, like poison glands.
One arm, one egg, one leg, and one eye.
So Root 2, not to get too much into the episode, but he's our major comic relief, I think.
Yeah. So everybody who loves, like, the STFU-9000... as like the sidekick robot, he's not going to be like the sidekick robot. He's still going to be around because he's on the ship, but this was who we always thought was going to be the sidekick, Quinn's foil character as well.
I mean, in the original idea,
for
Wonders, when it was completely different. I mean, it was the character that became Quentin and his cleaning assistant robot. So
yeah. Well, and like. Yeah, I don't know. Like these two work together pretty good in a lot of cases, and we like the STV-9000. He's still going to be around. He's still going to have things. It's just it's also very difficult. I mean, that could be a mistake that we've made actually. That there's so many characters in this series that it's difficult to make episodes that have all of them in it or that focus on, you know, a couple of them at a time.
Yeah,
because like in episode 4, the STFU.
Some characters are just going to be kind of background characters. Like, unless it's a short, we're probably not going to have a episode about Lindsay until we get like
you never know
well
you never know I mean
until we get all of our ideas out of the way and we want to write something around her but
I had some ideas for her in episode 5, but that's getting way out there.
Speaking of Lindsay, I'm finally animating again.
Stop the presses.
Yep,
or e-presses, because newspapers don't work anymore.
People have known about this, but yeah, I'm animating my Wonder short. It's called Meet Lindsay, and we've released pictures.
M-E-E-T. It's not like Lindsay's a piece of meat.
Oh. No, that is true.
Yeah.
But I released pictures on the Facebook page, but it's going to be set up like a news interview. Like the local news is running a local in the Galactus.
Local in the local group of local clusters of galaxies.
Yeah, the local Cluster News Network.
You know, in the future, like one galaxy is just like
the Alpha Quadrant. Right? So, yeah. Yeah, but and they're doing a news interview on the most important person on the Wonders of the Universe, and it turns out it's Lindsay Starshine because she's
it's Chuck Darwin.
Secretly, she's a super genius, but no one really knows about it.
Well, so, now the audience does. Good job. This was always in her characters. Like, we always play her off as a ditz in the two episodes that she's been in so far. One episode, technically. But she's...
Because Lee should have been from that.
Yeah, we thought out her character. She does have... We're playing her off as a ditz because we want people to think she's like that when she's actually not. And I guess when we actually eventually have a full episode of her, we'll explore that and how her character fits with the theme.
Yeah, the reason I wrote this episode is I realized we probably won't have a lot of Lindsay in the actual episodes to really kind of play off that fact. So I just wanted to get the point across that she's maybe not as dumb as she looks. You find that out pretty early in the episode, so it's not really a spoiler. But
yeah,
that should be fun. It's not going to be an episode, but it's longer than a short. So
yeah,
should be fun.
On top of that, we have...
That's really all.
Casey was working on the, what was it, Captain Atomic.
Yeah, and I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
I worked on it. It's the problem with Captain Atomic is that, like, it's a whole new series, and with Wonders going right now, it's difficult to divert a lot of time to it. I still want to get it done.
Me and Chris did with that Minecraft cartoon. This is kind of your own little thing, but we're all kind of pitching in with, like, stuff.
Yeah, and it's pretty short. I mean, it's not like it's not nearly as long as the Minecraft thing, so it's easily animatable by one person. But yeah, like I said, you know, especially with, you know, I'm animating in episode 3 right now, so it just takes a lot of time away from it. I mean, I can spend 3 to 4 hours a day in Flash, and that's, you know, next to having a job and everything else I do, and still not have enough time to get around to everything I have on my table. So it's a little ridiculous. But
this is what I had. I'm having a lot of fun. First 2 episodes. So. Now you know my pain.
But like the plan for it is that, like, I think I probably already said it's going to be mostly action based, and you know, it's fun. It's I'm still working on the animatic. It's about like halfway done, so that's that. I don't want to give too much away in it because it is so short that, like, if I feel like if I say anything about it, it's going to be like, you know, oh, well, they went half the episode.
Like, we can at least say that it is voiced. And you're working on the animatic for it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like a Toonworks side project thing. That's really all that we have that's like in production.
Yeah. Down the line, we want to get a website soon.
Mm-hmm. Should we know when that'll be? Talk about what we want to do with the website, or should we wait until?
Let's wait on that because we don't know if we were going to do that yet.
We do want a website, even though I think a website is a little bit unnecessary this day and age with like YouTube and Blip TV, but it'd be nice to have something.
It'd be nice. Yeah, I mean, like, it'd be nice to have at least just a place to put all these podcasts, to put all these, you know, like things we do artistically, stuff like that.
And we do
better organized than the Twitters or the Facebooks or
character
the Tumblrs.
Profiles, which are fun to do.
And stuff. Or the LinkedIn. I mean,
currently, Facebook's basically our website, and that's a little
LiveJournal, MySpace. Usenet. We have a Usenet group.
We have a BBS.
I still have a GeoCities page for Toonworks.
You have to dial in with a with a modem, a modem. So, is there anything else you guys want to say? We've officially talked about Legends 2, I guess, in a podcast. So we don't want to mention that.
Yeah.
We do have Wonders Episode 5, an idea that we want to do, but I'm taking the stance that I'm not really thinking about it until we're actually ready to write it.
We do know we want it to be a Nova-centric episode.
Oh, yeah, Episode 5 will probably be about Nova, so.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to talk about Episode 5 when we're still working on 4 and 3.
Yes, that's all we're saying.
Don't take us hard.
We do.
That's all we're saying.
Yeah, but it's going to be about Nova, because I feel like she's one of the characters we haven't really focused on very much, but yet she's still one of the most valuable characters to the series.
Yeah, like, we don't want to just always be, like, in episode 3 she kind of shows up, and it's just kind of, oh, Quentin's like, oh, Nova, you're pretty, let's go on a date. And we don't want her to become that character that's just there. No. Quentin.
We want to actually develop the character and not turn her into a thing.
That being said, that's all she is in episode 3. a little bit more, but not quite. We're hoping to get after episode 3 and 4 to get 2 more produced by the end of the year. So that's our goal.
Mm. And for episode 3, let me just say, I think that I'll probably be done with the animatic by the end of the month.
Episode
4. So within a week. Mm. I'm sorry, episode 4 animatic. And I'm gonna try and stick with my 1 minute a week quota. Like I did last time, so we should be done with it in 3 months. Oh my god! But we're gonna try.
Well, that's if we're not helping you, because like I was telling you.
Yeah.
I was telling you too. Like now that we have me animating and Chris animating, like we can go through and figure out like specific scenes and say like, oh hey, well Casey can do this because he's good with this kind of thing. You know, it's like I could do like 1 or 2 scenes, and that just completely chops off like an entire month of work that you would have to do. So.
And I just want to thank you all for all the positive feedback. And
we hate all the ones of you that gave us negative feedback. You know who you are.
I wish we had a little more to show right now, but we're getting there. This stuff takes time. Flash work is hard.
Yeah.
It's time.
We'll try to get some more screenshots. Like, Casey
keeps saying it's like, oh, the Yogcast does like a video a day. And I'm like, well, all they're doing is editing video and playing video games. It's a little different.
I say that, but I'm aware of that too. I'm just saying, like, I wish we could have more content to give out. Like, for example, we're doing a podcast, and that's a good thing. It's like there's like, you know, like I'd like to do, you know, like video game let's plays and stuff. And if nothing else, it's something people can just come back and watch and have something every single day to look at. But
I'd still like
I'm not
to do
saying
some,
we need to.
I'd still like to do some episode commentaries for episode 1 and 2.
Well, let's wait till we have episode 3 in there. It'll be more than.
If you have suggestions for stuff that you think we could do as a team, you know, throw them at us. You know, we're always up for ideas. So
yeah, give us examples. Send Casey hate mail. He likes hate mail.
You can send it to josephlfrog@gmail.com. That's kind of what I use for all the fan stuff. And
We'll be releasing
some more screenshots for episode 3 soon. When
since we have something more than desert, just the show.
Yeah. Oh, it takes place on a desert moon. Spoiler. Yeah. And
if you're listening to this by watching the Facebook page, it's not much of a spoiler.
And we'll keep you guys posted.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. See you next time.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Yay. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
We're done.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh.
So long. Bye.
Shut up.